The men and women of Bee Sands have been inshore fishermen for at least 700 years. And along the seafront, you can see boat ramps, winches, and a row of hooks, which often have conger eels hanging from them to use as bait. Lobster pots today are made of plastic, but not so long ago, they would have been made from willow. Freshly caught fish from Start Bay is still sold by Britannia at the building with the blue door to the right of the road. 150 years ago, Bee Sands fishermen were given a piggyback to the boats by their wives to stop their clothes getting wet. And they kept Newfoundland dogs trained to swim out to the nets in rough weather and drag them safely to shore. Incredibly, thanks to some documents discovered in an American research library, we have a snapshot of how they fished in Start Bay in the 14th century. Records from Start Bay Manor reveal that on February the 2nd, 1346, Johanna, the widow of Gervase, began a lonely vigil. We know nothing else about this woman, but every day until the second Tuesday after Easter, she took up her post as a lookout. When she spotted the telltale signs of a shoal of mullet, it was her job to alert the men of Frittiscombe, a hamlet behind Slapton Lee, and they would take to the boats. Working in teams of nine, the fishermen would land the catch on the beach nearby. A third would go to the Lord of Start Bay Manor at Stokenham, if he demanded it. The rest would be sold from the beach or taken by pack horse overland to the market in Exeter. This would have been an annual event, as Lent was strictly observed, and key to that was eating fish rather than meat. Medieval fishermen used seine nets, which were still used here in Bee Sands well into the 20th century. These require a team on shore as well as at sea. The net is stretched between two boats or between a boat and the land. It's cast into the water and pulled like a drawstring purse around the catch as it's hauled into shore.